I'm very proud, you know, I'm proud for a coast of players and the supporters and everybody connected at Woking Football Club. You know, I think that it's the first time and we've been waiting to be on a live game for a long time, John, really. And when it came out that we were going to Luton away, we were 14 points at the present time clear before tonight's game and 27 games unbeaten. I think it looked the sort of game where a lot of people might have thought to themselves, well, how many is it going to be tonight? Because Hereford have had to come here and concede 7. I think Kidderminster conceded 6. Wrexham conceded 5. Alfredston conceded 3. And they've only conceded 11 goals at home this season. And, you know, we were very, very confident. We were very confident, not in a way to be silly, but in a way that, you know, we were the first team to go to Halifax up at the Shade this year and win. We're the first team to win at Gateshead in 6 months. We went to Barnet the other week, who had been playing very well and won 3-1. We came here tonight with a great deal of belief, and I felt that we were on the front foot from the off. I felt we dominated it for long periods in the first half. Josh Payne was very, very unlucky in where he cannoned one against the bar. He had a shot before that. Scott Rendell's had one disallowed. And, you know, we were certainly looking the team with the greatest respect and not being silly, who looked at the top of the league and Luton in our position. We were governing it, and you know, we didn't have no reward really, apart from the boost of the way we had played in the first 45 minutes and the brand of football we played. I felt that, you know, we probably surprised a lot of people here, but not ourselves. You know, you've seen it, John, and you know what you turn around and hope the second half that you can continue, and you know, Luton are going to have a go and they're going to improve. They got, you know, a big following behind them, 7,500 fans, as we say. They had their spells, they had their moments. And, you know, we've had a situation, we were a little bit lucky in one way on that, but by the same token, they were lucky in the first half, John. But, you know, we've kept at it and deservedly so, got the goal. And I think over the 90 minutes, nobody in this ground tonight or nobody who witnessed the game watching it live on TV could turn around and take anything away from a fine Woking team performance and a great performance for the football club. You know, there's no doubt about it that Woking have been a top non-league club in the past. They've been through their differences, like all football clubs do. But I think slowly but surely, you've seen a brand of football and some players, what we've got at the football club, who showed out there tonight what a good base we've got going forward. And hopefully that can be shown and something to build on. That's all I can say, John.